13th Sunday after Trinity, and our theme is Gathering at the Table. So a prayer as we gather together. Together we come to worship, individuals gathered as one, in the name of the Lord. Amen. And I invite you to sit as we come together our first hymn, Jesus Stand Among Us, in your risen power. Take one or two others along with you, so that every word may be confirmed by the evidence of the two or three witnesses. If the member refuses to listen to them, tell it to the church. And if the offender refuses to listen even to the church, let such a one to be to you as a Gentile and a tax collector. Truly I tell you, whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. Again, truly I tell you, if two of you agree on earth about anything you ask, it will be done for you by my Father in heaven. For where two or three are gathered in my name, I am there among them. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus
Christ. And I invite you to be seated for some music. Mozart and Mendelssohn. And this brilliant guest organist bowed before the crowd and said, "For my first selection, I will play a piece by Mozart." And he sat at the organ and began to press the keys, but absolutely no sound came out. You may know where this is going. He attempted for a second time, but again to no avail. Next time, very aggravated, he said very loudly, "For my first selection, I will play a piece from Mozart." And he returned to the keyboard to no sound. And then he heard a voice coming from behind the organ. "If you don't say we, I'm not pumping." And the organist smiled and said, "For our first selection, we will play Mozart." And then great music was heard and enjoyed by all. The Church of Jesus Christ always plays the best music when we realize it is we and not just I. Perhaps that is why the Lord Jesus put a table, the holy table, at the center of our faith. The table teaches us that we are a community of faith. We gather here like a family would gather around a meal table together. At that table, we are one. In the summer of 1966, a boy troop, scout troop, stopped for a visit at a very special national park in Northern California. It was Sequoia National Park. And one of the guides shared a very valuable insight. The Sequoia trees are the great big redwood trees. I believe there are some in the photo. Roger would know better than me. But apart from that, we normally don't see huge trees this huge. But he said to the boys, he said, that you will never find a redwood tree in isolation. They only survive by being close to each other. Even though that they're very huge, when they grow up, their roots are very shallow, but they're interwoven and connected together with those of their neighbors. And this is where they get their strength. So when fierce winds come, the trees literally depend on each other to stand. There is no rugged individualism there. Community is the answer. And one of the greatest threats to the Christian community in this century is fierce individualism that prevents unity of purpose. We, of course, are all very different and very unique. And we tend to go our own way. We're very busy with our own schedules and agendas. But in many respects, we are isolated from each other. At Christ's table, we are reminded that we are a community. We are also reminded of our common hunger. That is what we do at the table, is it not? We satisfy our hunger. Jesus knew that the greatest human hunger, beyond all hungers and desires, is the hunger for God. When we deny that hunger, or we attempt to satisfy it with false and empty substitutes, we wind up with a deathly self-righteousness, and something beautiful dies within us. Christ knew that there is a hunger in our soul that only the bread of heaven can satisfy. Spiritual nourishment is as important as physical nourishment. And the Lord's Supper reminds us of that we are a community, that it reminds us of our common hunger. And it also reminds us of our common hope. The Son of God has come into our midst, our sins have been forgiven, and through him all things are possible. So when we gather at the Lord's table, we are reminded there is one who cheers us on. As we spoke about last Sunday in the Game of Life, we are reminded that we are a people of hope. The Lord's Supper has its origins in the Jewish Passover, the remembrance of the night that God sent death upon the firstborn of all the Egyptian households, but passed over the households whose doorposts were sprinkled with the blood of the Lamb. It was this incident that led to the Israelites gaining their freedom from slavery in Egypt. The Passover meal starts with a very important question. The tradition begins with the youngest child in the family asking the father, "Why is this night different from other nights?" And that's the father's cue to tell the story of the Passover. When our Jewish friends eat this meal at Passover, they celebrate their freedom from slavery in Egypt and the new opportunities for life that have been given to them. We also think of freedom, the freedom that Christ gives us from the bondage of sin and guilt and death. We are a people of hope because of what Christ has done for us. And finally, we come to the table because of our common faith. This table reminds us that we belong to Him. It reminds us that despite the fact that we gather as very different people, sometimes from different backgrounds, sometimes male, sometimes female, young or old, whoever we are, we gather together as those brought together through the blood, the shed blood of Jesus Christ, and we are united in a common faith. The word sacrament comes from the Latin word sacramentum, which originally referred to the oath of allegiance to the emperor taken by a Roman soldier. Whenever we receive the Lord's Supper, we are repeating an oath of allegiance to Jesus Christ, our emperor. We are not here tending to a dead tradition. We are paying homage to a living Lord. So why do we gather at the table? Because we are a community of faith together. Because we have a common hunger. Because we have a common hope. And because we share a common faith. So let us come to the table to break bread together. Blessed be God, day by day. Amen. I invite you to stand with me as we affirm our faith in the words of the Nicene Creed. We believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten and not made, of one being the Father, through whom all things are made. For us and for our salvation, He came down out of heaven, was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary, and was made man. For our sake, He was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, He rose again, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven, and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and His kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Let us pray together. the response of the word, Lord, is receive our thanks and prayer. The risen Christ is here in the midst of us. We bring our prayers to him as Lord of the church. For the church universal, of which this building is a visible symbol, for Paul, our bishop, and all in ministry, both lay and ordained. Lord, receive our thanks and prayer. For this congregation and others represented here today, as we remember your promise that when two or three are gathered in your name, you are there in the midst of them. Lord, receive our thanks and prayer. For this place, that we may be still and know that you are God. Lord, receive our thanks and prayer. For the fulfilling of our desires and petitions as you see best for us. Lord, receive our thanks and prayer. For your blessings in the past and for our vision for the future. Lord, receive our thanks and prayer. For the gift of the Holy Spirit and new life in baptism. Lord, receive our thanks and prayer. For the pardon of our sins when we fall short of your glory. Lord, receive our thanks and prayer. For a foretaste of your eternal kingdom in the sacrament of the Eucharist. Lord, receive our thanks and prayer. For the faith of those who've gone before us, and for grace to persevere like them. Lord, receive our thanks and prayer. For the benefactors of this place who have died in the peace of Christ and are at rest. Lord, receive our thanks and prayer. And for a sense of our fellowship with all your saints. Lord, receive our thanks and prayer. And for the week ahead and the days ahead, we bring our own thoughts and cares before you now. We think that those who are sick are preparing for a hospital or surgeries, we bring them before you now. And healing for those who are sick. Lord, we thank you also for schools back and colleges about to go back. We pray your protection on the teachers and on the children and all in the school communities. We pray especially for those who are awaiting leaving certificate examinations tomorrow and all that that means. Lord, we pray for them as they deal with CAOs and university places and all the things that are so important to them at this time and so stressful in many ways. Help them to put their trust in you and give wisdom to those who have to make decisions in the light of results and such. Lord, receive our thanks and prayer. And we think of the bereaved. Give them your courage and your strength. And we pray especially for the Walsh family on the loss of Catherine suddenly some days back. Lord, receive our thanks and prayer. We bring our prayers together in the words, Merciful Father, accept these our prayers for the sake of your Son, our Saviour Jesus Christ. Amen. We join together in saying the family prayer that the Lord taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, for ever and ever. And we hum along and listen to our hymn. which is number 112. There is our Redeemer, Jesus, God's own Son, precious Lamb of God, Messiah, Holy One.
Blessed Trinity.
And we're going to form a distance oval, and we'll receive our communion and our blessing and end our service there.
Your name is Christ.